do so.
Yeah. Mentioned earlier Texas, that little state on the east side of Texas. Looks like a boot. Right down there where the Mississippi River
comes. Oh, Louisiana?
Yeah. Now the capital of Louisiana.
Baton Rouge.
Okay. You know, folks who grew up in a one room schoolhouse know your geography better. This is no kidding. Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Grow in high school today. They don't, you know it much, much better. Mm-hmm. The other big city in Louisiana, besides Baton Rouge, is a place where they have the Mardi Gras every year.
Oh, New Orleans.
Yeah. And then the big city in Illinois.
Chicago.
Right. And just one other city. It's a city in Ohio. It's where the baseball Reds are from.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the earliest part of the day is called what?
Dawn.
Okay. And or you, dawn or you might just say, I'm going to get up in the...
early morning.
Okay, great. If you got up and walked to where I am, you'd be walking, in relationship to me, you'd be walking...
Southwest.
Okay. Pronounce the word T-O-W-A-R-D for me.
Toward.
Okay. Is that what you'd use? You'd say you're walking toward me or towards me?
Toward, yeah.
Okay. If you're going to travel from here over to Steamboat Springs or Hayden, would you say you're going to travel
up?
Up? Oh, that's what I was wondering. How do you use up in relationship to travel?
Mainland relationship to elevation.
Okay, not in relationship to north and south. What if you were traveling to Wyoming? You would say I'm traveling
north.
Okay. Okay. And the opposite of up is
down.
Okay. Where would you travel down to any place?
Down to Rangeley.
Okay. And that's down in elevation?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever use over? I'm going to travel over.
Yeah, over to Meeker.
Okay. Okay. Wonder why you use over.
I don't know.
is there a map? I'm wondering.
Yeah, there's a divide between here and there.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. Now, if my car got stuck in the mud, I might have to get out the back and...
push.
Okay, and the past tense of push is?
Pushed.
Okay, or I may have to get in front and...
pull.
In the past of that?
Hold.
If you were traveling over to Hayden, if you were traveling a short distance, you might say to someone, I've got to travel I wonder if you use short distance or would you use something else?
I don't know.
Would you ever say, I've got to go a short piece or a short ways or a little ways?
Not really.
Okay. Okay.
So you got to go to Hayden.
Okay. Okay. Or what if you were trying to tell somebody it was not far, it was just a short distance, what would you say? Would you say, oh, it's a...
17 miles.
Okay, okay, you just tell them how far. How about for a long distance, would you say, boy, it's a...
far piece.
Okay, but you wouldn't say short piece?
No, not
okay. That's okay. When it's been real dry in the summer, you ain't had rain for a long time, you might say that water's becoming a little...
scarce.
Okay. Was there a railroad that ran through Craig?
No, it always terminated here.
Terminated here. And was there a station there?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Depot.
Oh, Depot. Okay. But it's not here anymore?
It's still here.
It's still here. But the train doesn't run here anymore?
Yeah. Well, not as a passenger train.
Just
they haul, they haul 120... cars of coal out of here every day.
My goodness.
Down here, you see it go down to the mine. There's some track goes down.
So, but it, it,